We now go over to Papagano, who will talk more about us going up and down and up and down on the weather wheel of fortune. Good morning, Pat.
Well, thank you. Yes, the weather wheel of fortune, and you'll be what's her name, Vanna. And I'll be Pat St. Jack.
She's almost 60 years old now.
I believe that, yeah. I do watch it every night. I get a kick out of it. You know, this is the only, and I think you and I discussed this once before. Okay? How is it that when Pat St. Jack spins that wheel, he never gets a bankruptcy?
That's right.
Now, I started thinking about it, and I know the answer. Because if he does, they edit it out, and he does it again.
Think so?
Yep, because that's not live. You know that show's pre-recorded.
Yeah, it's pre-recorded.
Yeah, they just edit it out. Yep, it's got to be. Because there's no way that in 60 years, he could spin that wheel and never get a bankruptcy. Just no way. Probability is nada. All right, so enough of that. Let's get on to the next most important thing with our weather show. The choir girls.
Yes.
Santa, the snowman.
They're all in.
All away.
All right.
Got those away yesterday. Put my boots on, went through the snow. Couldn't get the sticks out that hold them. Frozen into the ground.
Oh, yeah.
But I was able to get them out into the shed. And now today I will take down the lights. And I'll be done with that. And for now, we're done with the cold air, but it's going to be returning. So it gets mild. It stays cloudy. We're in the mid-40s today. Mid-40s, but rising tonight with rain, drizzle, and fog coming in. It's the weather that Marshall loves. Periods of rain, heavy at times Friday, even fog, because the ground is so cold. And when that mild air passes over the cold ground, the snow cover, a lot of fog. Mid-50s. Saturday, the rain could end as snow or sleet. No doubt about it. In the afternoon, temps will start in the 40s, fall through the 30s, into the 20s before the day's out. Sunday, partly cloudy, windy, and colder with snow showers with a high of 30. If you're lucky enough to have off Martin Luther King Day, because I'm sure Marshall is not lucky and neither am I, we have sunshine in the 20s, and then an Alberta Clipper will bring snow on Tuesday.
How much?
I'm thinking at least a few inches, at least.
It could be more. It could go off the coast.
It could be more is right. The Euro is saying it will be more. Let me tell you something. I'm going to go back to Dr. Crick.
Yeah.
Does that ring a bell with you?
Dr. Crick. No.
Right.
Should it?
Well, maybe. Once I start talking about Dr. Crick, then you'll know who he is. That is the gentleman who is no longer with us from Caltech, who taught me long-range forecast.
That's right. All right. Now, I do remember that now.
And I do have his books here, which I treasure because you just cannot get a hold of them. These were internal stuff. And he has the different types of weather patterns, and it's laid out with the phases and the days of what happens with each. So I identified the weather pattern that we're in right now, and I moved them right along. And when I got to Tuesday, which is the end of this phase, which is next Tuesday, by the way, folks, he shows a coastal low intensify. And I'm saying to myself, well, and this was a couple of days ago, the models weren't doing that. And I'm thinking to myself, well, you know, he's usually pretty good with this stuff. Now all the models are showing it. All the models are showing it. And my question is right now, will, and I'm going to call this up for you so that I could actually tell you what the Euro is doing. The Euro is different from all the other models. What it does with the Clipper low, follow me on this, it's near Chicago Monday night. It passes Detroit, and it's between Detroit and Buffalo by Tuesday morning. Now, all of a sudden, by Tuesday night, they have it, but it's very ill-defined. I would say it looks like it's like over somewhere in central PA.
Okay.
And that's Tuesday night.
Yep.
Wednesday morning, they have a low forming off the Virginia Capes. Wednesday morning. And Wednesday night, it is off Atlantic City, New Jersey, and then right over you, Marshall, by Thursday morning. So they make this system a lot more dynamic than any other model. And if I use Hartford, we'll use Bradley, for their output, their raw data output, they're thinking a foot of snow. That's what the European model is cranking out. They're thinking there could be a little rain in there Wednesday night, but then it goes over to snow and it gets heavy on Thursday. So if you look at this model is saying that virtually nothing's going to happen until Tuesday night into Wednesday and then into Thursday. So they are delaying the whole thing. It'll be very interesting to see. I should find out what they're doing with Pittsfield, since we cover the Berkshires.
Yeah.
The Berkshires, they are forecasting 20 inches.
What about Poughkeepsie?
Let's do Poughkeepsie and see what they're forecasting there. Poughkeepsie, 10.
All right. So you take 10, 20 to the north, 12 to Hartford. That would put us in that, like, that 12 to 14 inch range here, probably.
Right. That's buying the euro, you know, right by the book. And I just don't know if it's going to be as dynamic as the euro is making it. So, again, take it with a grain of salt. But we do know, folks, that somewhere between Tuesday and Thursday next week is going to be another interesting saga here in the Weather Center. Yes.
Is that going to be late Tuesday?
It would be late Tuesday, yes. Okay, so you can get to the city. I'll keep you posted on that. But, you know, the city may have snow before us. So you may be driving down into snow in the city on Tuesday. So I'm going to keep you posted on that on Monday because I'll be here Monday.
All right.
I'm semi-excited that today I will be training two people at the same time. And on Saturday morning, I'll be training a third. Ironically enough, two of these people, their first names are Anthony. And one is a female. Her name is Lisa. And I'm excited because I'm hoping that they are going to be real good for us. We're going to have them on the weekends. And then once they graduate from the weekends, they'll be trying to fill in my shoes when I'm not here because, as you know, Mike Merrin is no longer with us.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I almost talk to Mike every single day because he's still doing a lot of our computer stuff.
Yeah. So there would be a meteorologist by the name of Lisa.
Yeah, yeah. She's very bubbly. She just loves doing the weather. She's had quite a bit of experience. She's done a lot of TV. I guess what these people are very excited about is they could work remotely. And that's a big plus.
That is. Well, this is for her now, okay? This is Lisa, you're saying, right?
Yes.
So you might have a... Remember this song? She'll start singing any second. I'm not Lisa. Remember that song?
No.
Jesse Coulter. You don't remember that song?
No.
Oh, yeah. Jesse Coulter. I'm not Lisa. So now, if there's Lisa, and what's the other person's name?
We have two others, but both Anthony.
Anthony. Not Anthony Scaramucci, right?
No.
See? You don't remember this song?
I do not.
All right. That's it. Sorry, Lisa Coulter. If Pat doesn't remember you, you're in big trouble.
I don't know. Well, when I see her today, I'll ask if she has a sister named Mona.
Mona, that's right. So two Anthonys and a Lisa.
So far, yeah. And we'll see how they work out. And I guess the way I'm going to do it, Marshall, is I'll have each one of them take a day on the weekend and have all of our clients listen to them and then get feedback from our clients and then go accordingly.
All right. What happened to the guys that were working the weekends before?
Bill. Out. Bill is still with us.
Oh, Bill's still with you? Okay.
Bill's still with us, yeah.
Just trying to keep track of all the all the chickens in the coop.
And yeah, exactly. Yep. So
All right, Pat. Well, we'll keep our eye on next Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and right. We'll enjoy the warm, heavy rain on Friday, right?
That's right, and I'll be here to tell you all about it.
And if it turns over to sleet on Saturday, what time?
I'm thinking around midday, so I'm thinking somewhere like between 11 and 1.
Okay. All right, well, we'll listen to you tomorrow, see what you have to say.
All right, sounds good, Marshall.
All right, Pat, take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on the Tri-State Forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.